Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Friday, the 30th of March, 2012. Hope you're having a great day and looking forward to a very nice weekend. I am Bill Buckmaster, and I thank you for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1, here on The Voice, KVOI, AM 1030. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, with a simulcast out of KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. We stream the show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we also have 24/7 anytime listening of the program. Make it very easy for you to hear this program. If you can't hear it live, we usually post the show by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. Today's Friday Focus interview is with Sally Hard of the organization known as Honor Flight. We welcome you to join in the conversation. If you have a question or comment, you can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Friday Focus on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Our friends at Splendido say, and it is, a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. About 1,000 World War II veterans die every day. It would be wonderful if each and every one of these vets had an opportunity to visit the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., which opened in 2004. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Sally Hard, a member of the board of Southern Arizona's Honor Flight, a national organization that wants to take every World War II vet to Washington so they can pay their respects at the World War II Memorial. Joining me in studio to talk with Sally is Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. Dan traveled with the Honor Flight organization to Washington with a group of World War II vets last fall. Sally and Dan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sally, first of all, what is Honor Flight and how did you get involved?
Honor Flight is dedicated to taking our World War II memorial, or excuse me, our World War II veterans back to see their own memorial. It was established out of Cincinnati, Ohio back in 2005, and it is spread out to hubs throughout the United States. Honor Flight Southern Arizona is a nonprofit organization. We have been in business essentially as a nonprofit organization since March of last year, so we just celebrated our first birthday.
And you personally, how did you come to the Honor Flight organization?
Well, as many other people have, my dad was a World War II Marine on Okinawa, but also my husband and I took his uncle, who served on the USS Iowa, to the memorial in Washington, D.C., and we were very moved by his response to that memorial, so we wanted to make sure that more and more people could go back and see it.
And Bill, my father also is a World War II veteran and a career Army, and I live in a community, Green Valley, that has lots and lots of veterans, lots of World War II veterans, and it is an honor for us to help get them to Washington to see this memorial that was built for them, and so we have been on board with this. It's a newspaper from the moment that I heard about it. I sent a reporter 2 years ago on a flight. I went on one in October as a guardian just to see what the experience would be like and to be able to share this with other people. We just cannot do enough for these men and women who gave so much for us. And as you point out, 1,000 a day are dying. There's a huge sense of urgency here.
Sally, describe for us what is involved with the flight itself, the whole event for these people.
Well, it's a very exciting 3 days for our veterans to go. We leave out of Tucson International Airport on day one. We have a big send-off for them. Arrive into Washington, D.C. that evening. We have a group banquet that night. We get them out of bed early in the morning on that first full day in Washington, D.C., and they are on coaches, and we take them to all of the memorials that we possibly can fit in Washington, D.C. The first, of course, and where we spend the most time is a World War II memorial honoring their service to our country. But we also take them to the Vietnam Wall, to the Korean Memorial, to FDR Memorial, to Changing of the Guards in Arlington. All of them that we can possibly fit in, we do. That evening, we also have another banquet with the group. And then the next morning, depending upon flight times, we may take them to the United States Naval Academy. We may take them to Fort McHenry, depending upon the timing of our flight. And then that's our return flight. We get back into Tucson, usually late on that third day.
And Sally, I'm sure it's a very emotional experience for each and every one of the World War II vets.
Absolutely. It is very emotional, moving. It is their chance to be recognized once again for their service to this great country, as well as to the world, really.
Dan, what was your, were you prepared for the emotional experience that that you experienced on the trip?
Well, it was just full of surprises, and I'll tell you, let me just lay out the scene. You pull up to the World War II Memorial, and we were the first ones there on the October trip, and the men and women just stream out of the bus, and they just kind of gradually make their way onto this massive memorial. And then over the next hour or so, other visitors started coming, and there were a lot of school kids. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was an emotional experience.
It was, and these kids, you could see their parents whispering in their ears, "This is who is here." And these kids lined up, and they just wanted to shake the hands of these men and women who had done so much for us. And it was very emotional, and that caught me off guard because there was a sense there that the kids, as much as they could possibly, they did understand that these people will not be with us for much longer. And it was just a privilege for me to go.
If you're joining us right now on the Buckmaster Show, we are speaking with Sally Hard. Sally is with the Honor Flight Organization of Southern Arizona, and Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun. Sally, let's talk a little bit more about the emotional experience for these vets. Did you do each of the vets? I guess they share their emotions in many different ways.
They absolutely do. They are very excited about the trip. I don't think they know until the moment hits them of when they are really going to be emotionally impacted. For some of them, it's just when they get to the airport and they see this wonderful send-off with flags and people cheering and waving them on. Or maybe it's at our stop on our way back east. Or at the memorial, many of the men and women, when they get to the Wall of Stars, which symbolizes all of the people whose lives were lost in World War II, that is a point where they really do get very emotional because they're thinking about their comrades who did not come back from the war. And also the return trip. I think that one of the best descriptions I heard is that we leave on a Wednesday morning as individuals and we come back on Friday night as a family. And everybody is very open and sharing and very emotional on the way home.
Sally, you know, my dad was, Sally and Dan, my dad was a World War II naval veteran who left us in 1999. And I used to talk with him a lot about World War II. And he was always surprised that there was not some kind of a memorial during his lifetime to his colleagues who served in World War II. It just seems like it was, Dan, you can join in on this as well, kind of late in coming, this World War II memorial.
Very late. And it was very controversial, which you would not have expected. This was a huge war.
Yeah.
For a while, people felt that the Iwo Jima Memorial, which was a Marine Corps memorial, was the, quote, World War II memorial. And it took a group of supporters to finally convince people, that's the Marine memorial. We need a World War II memorial that recognizes all of the services who were involved in World War II. And it took 60 years.
Wow.
It did. And there's a lot of red tape, a lot of politics going around. And again, what a shame that this does not come into being until all those years after the war was over. But it is finally there. It is massive. I happened to be in Washington, D.C. a month after it opened in 2004 and saw it and quite honestly was not real impressed. Went back this time and there was something, it kind of grows on you and you find meaning in so many different parts of that memorial. The men and women who went with us, several of them said to me, I thought people had forgotten about us. And what a reminder that we haven't.
How can folks get involved, Sally, with this program, and perhaps they would like to sponsor some people to go back?
We would love to have all kinds of involvement. Number one, we do need donations. Our veterans fly absolutely free. They don't pay anything. Our guardians do pay their own way. So certainly we need donations, and I know we'll be talking about our website.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need in-kind donations for things like lunches and that sort of thing, because we supply a lunch for the guys and women when they leave.
And to pay the motor coach operators when you get to Washington, all of those expenses have to be taken care of.
Correct. Transportation, lodging, meals, everything is covered for the veterans when we are back there. Everything.
And you mentioned the website. We'll give it now, and we'll give it also at the end of the interview. And it is Honor Flight, S-A-Z, Honor Flight, S-A-Z, for SouthernArizona.org. And if folks are interested in going to the website, we strongly suggest they go to the local website, correct?
That's correct. Yes. We want to make sure that those donations or volunteers that may come from Southern Arizona stay in Southern Arizona. So that is our local Southern Arizona website, honorflightsaz.org.
When we continue on the Buckmaster Show, we will talk a little bit about the history of how the Honor Flight came about and where it's going in the future. And there are plans to honor our World War, not only the World War II vets, which, of course, that's the main focus right now, but what about the Korean War vets and the Vietnam vets? That's coming up as we continue on the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We are speaking with Sally Hard, a member of the board of Southern Arizona's Honor Flight, a national organization that wants to take every World War II vet to Washington so they can pay their respects at the World War II Memorial. Also with me in studio is Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. Dan traveled with the Honor Flight organization to Washington with a group of World War II vets last fall. And at the beginning of this interview, Sally and Dan, I mentioned that we're losing about 1,000 World War II veterans dying every day, and that really comes home to roost, doesn't it, here in Southern Arizona as well?
It certainly does, Bill, because we have over 200 veterans on our waiting list for an honor flight. And invariably, when we get to the point where we're getting a flight ready to leave and we start calling people off that list, there will be veterans who have passed away between the time they applied and the time we're able to get them on a plane. And that, it just really, you know, we would love to be able to get everybody on. So we do have that sense of urgency that Dan mentioned earlier. We want to get as many planes in the air as we possibly can and whittle down that list of waiting veterans before they pass. Because the youngest now is probably 87, unless they lied to get in.
Mm-hmm. And Dan, you actually took some ashes of a World War II vet back to Washington.
Yes, I did. There's a man named Bob Webster, and Bob was scheduled to go on a flight in actually the flight that I was on, and he lived in Green Valley. He died about 6 weeks before the flight, and his family came to us and they asked if I could take his ashes and spread them at the memorial. He was so excited about the prospect of going on this trip. It was all he could talk about. And I did that, and it was an honor to take his ashes there and to spread them at the site for the family.
It's the next honor flight. There'll be an honor flight in early May, and you're hoping to do another one in late May, Sally. But how difficult is it to put this together, the cost-wise,
well,
for each veteran? I don't know if we've mentioned the exact cost.
The cost for each veteran is approximately $1,000 right now. Airfares have continued to rise. And as I mentioned, our guardians do pay their own way, but the veterans fly absolutely free.
And Honor Flight is an organization that was started in Ohio. A little bit about the organization. It has grown now to, did you say, over 100 chapters?
There are over 100 hubs throughout the United States. It started actually with one gentleman who was a physician's assistant at a veterans clinic. And when the World War II Memorial was built, he started to ask his patients if they would be going to see their memorial. And many of them said they'd love to, but didn't know how they could possibly get there. So he was a private pilot, and he talked 6 of his friends, and the first flight was on private planes, 6 pilots, 12 veterans. And he was so moved by the whole experience, as were the veterans, that he put together Honor Flight National, and it has grown from there.
And Honor Flight, if the Honor Flight stops to change planes going through a hub, or say you're going through Dallas, other Honor Flight members come out to greet.
Well, it's not only that. It's much more than that. Sometimes you'll get military recruits who will meet the planes. We were getting off the plane, I believe it was in Vegas, and as we're getting off and you're coming up the jetway, you hear this roar, and they have announced before we get off the plane to change planes that there are World War II veterans who are stepping off this plane, and the airport just erupts, and it is absolutely it's emotional, it's fun, it's as meaningful for the people who are clapping as it is for the veterans, because these people want some way to say thank you, and this is their way. And it happened everywhere we went, everywhere.
And it's not just saying thanks to the World War II veterans. We also need to say thanks to all of our veterans, and that includes the Korean War veterans and the Vietnam veterans. There are plans, I guess, to expand Honor Flight, Sally?
Well, that is in the mission of a whole national Honor Flight organization. We certainly do hope to be able to continue our mission through the Korean veterans next and then on to Vietnam veterans. But again, I have to go back to over 200 World War II veterans still on our waiting list here in Southern Arizona, and they're our number one priority.
So, and again, we want to give that website out. It is Honor Flight SAZ.
Correct.
For Southern Arizona.
Right? Southern Arizona.
Yes.
Correct.
That's very important, .org, because if folks just go to Honor Flight, I mean, it's nice to go to learn more about the organization, but you would really like to keep this local.
Absolutely. If people wanted to donate, there's a PayPal button right on there. They can donate through our website, and they can also see our address for any donations. Or if they want to volunteer, there's a volunteer button on there, too. How to help.
Dan, that experience, would you say that probably changed your life? Am I going a little overboard there?
You know, it was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I'll say that, and I'll say that if you, whether you know a Vietnam, a World War II veteran or not, and you want to go and experience it, go, sign up and go. They can use you. You don't have to be connected to somebody who's on the flight. And several people I met on our flight were not. They just wanted to have this experience. But most of all, they wanted to give something. And I went for the newspaper, but I wanted to experience it as a guardian. So I paid my own way. I had two men who were assigned to me. And I got the full experience of what it would be like to be a guardian on that flight, so I can tell other people exactly what it's going to be like for them. And I'll tell you what, it's unforgettable, and it's worthwhile. It really is worthwhile.
Sally Hard, we have not talked about the guardian end of this. Go ahead.
Correct. The guardians are so important because, as we've mentioned before, many of these people are elderly or ill or disabled in some manner. Our guardians are there to see to the safety of our veterans on the trip every single step of the way. We rely on them to help them getting on the plane, getting on the buses, getting off the buses, in wheelchairs if we need to, with oxygen. We take them everywhere we possibly can, and our guardians are what make these trips possible because they are there to see to the safety and the enjoyment of the veteran on the trip.
Some of the veterans probably were sharing with you, Sally, and maybe with you, Dan, as well, stories that they probably have not related to someone in a long time. Does that come up?
Absolutely. These veterans, I know my dad was one, never spoke much about the war. Okinawa was a terrible battle and never spoke much about it. And many of these men and women are the same way. Until they get onto those buses and onto those planes, they are with their comrades, their colleagues, their peers. And when they stand in front of the World War II Memorial, the relief pictures and everything, they start to share some of their innermost feelings, and they really, many of them come home and say, I have finally got closure.
Did your dad talk, you said he was pretty quiet about his experience in the Marines in the Pacific.
He did talk about it, but not really much at all until the last 2 years of his life, I think, when he was reflecting.
Dan, did you find that the experience too? The story started to come out?
Yeah, I talked to one man who signed up for the Navy at 17 and spent 4 years on subs. 4 years. And you jokingly said the other earlier that some people lied to get in at an earlier age. Happened all the time.
All the time.
And all the time. Very easy. And these people had just the greatest stories. And you know what their sense was? You know what? It's just what had to be done at the time. We lived in extraordinary times.
People had to step up, and they certainly did.
Sure did.
To summarize this, Sally Hard, let's talk a little bit about upcoming flights. There'll be one in early May and then in late May. But what is the best way for people to learn more, whether about helping with a someone that's kin, a World War II relative, or someone that wants to be a guardian?
The best thing, again, is to go to that website, honorflightsaz.org. There will be a button there that they can click on that says how to help, And there will be applications if they want to be a volunteer, if they'd like to be a guardian, or if there is a veteran that they need to fill out an application for. They're all there. And again, we accept donations through the website via PayPal as well.
So you can take a suggestion of someone who knows of a veteran, and then you will take it from there?
Correct.
Okay. Sally Hard, thank you very much. Sally Hard, with the member of the board of the Southern Arizona Honor Flight Organization, Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News. Dan, thank you very much for sharing your personal experience of your honor flight from last October.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Sally. Still to come on the Buckmaster Show, we've got the Reporters Roundtable talking about the top stories of the week, who's in and who's out politically. That's next. Stay with us.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. MasterCard and Visa say they've notified card issuers that there's been a potential breach of the security of customer accounts. Visa's blaming a third-party entity for the mistake. The company that provides an emergency telephone notification system for people in an area ravaged by a Colorado wildfire says everyone who signed up for the system did, in fact, get a call warning them of the approaching blaze. But a spokesman for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office disputes that. Family members say a Pennsylvania man who had recently written in the New York Times of his love for his wife, who was stricken with Alzheimer's disease, shot and killed her before taking his own life. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 64 points, the NASDAQ unchanged, the S&P 6 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030. Time for our Friday Reporters Roundtable. featuring local journalists who will be talking with me about the top stories of the week. Joining me on the roundtable, Dan Scheer from the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun, and Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star, joins us in studio, and we welcome you to join in the conversation anytime on our live line, 790-2040. The Reporters Roundtable on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Sarah, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to see you. And Dan, of course, thank you for sharing in our interview about Honor Flight. Who's in, who's out continues to be one of the big topics here in Southern Arizona as we approach the Congressional District 2 race, previously known as CD8.
Right.
We had Paula Abboud announcing this morning that she is withdrawing and will be endorsing former congressional aide Ron Barber for Gabrielle Gifford's seat.
Yeah, and CD2, so we have the first election to fill out the remainder of Gifford's term. And then we have the November election, the general election, in which if Gabby were still serving, would have been up for reelection. So that's what we're talking about. I don't think anyone – Barber is the only Democratic candidate in the first election. So what we're talking about is a general election in November. And the lines from CD8 to – what will be CD2, it changes the dynamic a bit in terms of what areas are included. But with Paula Abboud dropping out and then endorsing Ron Barber, on the Democratic side, we have Matt Hines left.
State Representative Dr. Matt Hines has said that he will stay in it. There's also a young lady, young woman, former U of A grad who is in it as well. But it'd be interesting to see, Sarah, whether Matt Hines, with this continuing coalescing
right.
of support around Ron Barber, whether he will continue on.
Right. I mean, it kind of comes down to, I guess, for the Democratic Party, who will be the most persuadable candidate to the voters to go up against whoever the Republican Party chooses in its primary. So Matt Hines has said he doesn't plan to drop out. Steve Farley, I should point out, was in the CD2 race, but he stepped aside and is running for, I think, the state Senate.
State Senate, yes.
And is endorsing Ron Barber.
It's interesting to look at this special election on the Republican side, Dan Scheer. I think we've got only a couple more debates going on. But generally, they've been, from what I understand, I've not been there personally at the debates, but they've been fairly cordial with the four Republican candidates.
We really haven't had a breakout candidate here. And we talked a little bit about this last week. Martha McSally, I think she's arrived on the scene a couple of years early. Huge potential. Very smart. Jesse Kelly, I think, is trying to win this on name recognition. He's out there in some very friendly environments. He hasn't really gotten out nearly as much as, you know, he did last time, but I think he's just banking on the name recognition and for Frank Antonori to sink himself with his own mouth, which Frank is perfectly capable of doing and has run into a couple little problems with some traffic tickets. And then there's Dave Sitton, who is a very interesting candidate, but I still think has to overcome a little bit of that billboard stuff from Clear Channel a few years ago that really has stuck in the craw of a lot of people in Tucson. So, you know, there's I guess you would have to say Jesse is the front runner because of name recognition, but this is very interesting.
I haven't really been any polls, have there? That you've seen?
Jesse did one.
He did
a couple of them early on, and actually we questioned him about how did you do these exactly, and they were fairly legitimate. They had about 300 people that they polled by phone, random, and he was way far ahead.
It was like 25 percentage points or something.
Yeah, and I think at that point it was pretty much the people on the other end of the phone were just saying, yeah, I recognize his name.
But there isn't a lot of time, Sarah. Early voting is well underway.
Right. I mean, you for the initial official primary we're coming up on, you a lot of people have probably already made up their minds and submitted their vote. Yeah. So, yeah, the fireworks that I think people may have been hoping for or expecting, particularly with Frank Antonori and Jesse Kelly, between those two, just haven't materialized, or at least they haven't materialized in public.
Democrat Richard Carmona, Dr. Carmona's path to the U.S. Senate was cleared actually quite a bit when his primary opponent, Sarah Don Bivens, the former head of the Democratic Party, bowed out.
Yeah, that was – I think that is a signal of, number one, Dr. Richard Carmona's name recognition and the fact that people are kind of coalescing around him as a strong candidate. He's running as a Democrat, but he's not – but he's – you know, he has – an independent streak, too. He served in a Republican administration as Surgeon General. He has a long history of public service and quite a compelling personal story as well. So with Mr. Bivens stepping aside, it looks like Dr. Carmona will be the person going up against whoever's on the Republican.
Yeah, the Republican primary features U.S. Representative Jeff Flake, who I believe we are scheduled to have. Yes, we are. Representative Flake will be on the Buckmaster Show, our lead interview on Tuesday. And Representative Flake is going against Mesa businessman Will Cardin. Oh, it's Wednesday, excuse me, for Representative Flake here on the Buckmaster Show.
Right, and people talk about the Latino vote quite a bit, and this might be one of those races, even though this seat has been controlled by the Republicans for so long, this might be one of those situations where the Latinos really, if they get out and vote, can actually make a difference, and if they get behind Carmona, and Sarah's exactly right, Carmona's running as a Democrat, but he is very independent, and he's very fair, he understands why Washington. He doesn't like the garbage going on there. Very level-headed person. Then you have Jeff Flake, who also has an independent streak. And if he ends up being the nominee there, it's going to be a very, very interesting battle.
Sarah, I want to switch gears here, talk a little bit about the Arizona Daily Star editorial. It's not safe yet to be complacent about bad bills. The Star's view, anyway, measures on birth control and guns on campus likely to resurface. Have I already read something in the Star that the birth control bill is resurfacing?
Yes.
I don't know about the gun bill, but
it appears that the gun bill is probably gone for this the rest of this session. But the contraception or anti-contraception bill is coming back. I think the Senate voted even just yesterday to bring it back. So it's the kind of thing. I mean, my point with the editorial is, you know, for the Star, was that the public opinion, I believe, really did play a large role in a handful of moderate Republicans saying –
And that includes social media, Facebook.
Right,
as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. People – Republicans within the Republican Party kind of going against their leadership and saying, no, this is not a good bill and we're not going to go for it. Now they're coming back with another version that's been tinkered with a bit, and the Center for Arizona Policy, which is behind a lot of this, is saying that the people's concerns will be addressed. Although our point of view was public pressure has been working on this and to keep it up.
Dan, let's switch to Rosemont. You can give us an update. Actually, two developments within the last 24 hours concerning Rosemont.
Right.
Maybe you can fill us in. One pertains to road work being rejected by the Pima Association of Governments Board. The other is an accusation that Rosemont officials have been hiding a bankruptcy link from the state of Arizona, a bankruptcy link in the past.
Right, history, yeah. Well, on the first point, PAG, the Pima Association of Governments, has removed the widening of Highway 83 from its long-term projects plan. This is the highway that goes right by Rosemont Mine. The question is whether they did it to send a message to Rosemont or because they just didn't think that it was necessary now. The fact is that highway does not need to be widened right now. But if Rosemont comes in, then it's a new ball game. And what should Rosemont's role be as far as helping pay for that? Because they would be really the only reason that they would need to widen that at this point. The second point is the second matter that happened this week. Opponents of the mine that would be Save the Scenic Santa Rita's has filed a request with the Arizona Corporation Commission for an investigation into a couple of Rosemont's directors, as you had mentioned. Mm-hmm. They alleged that Rosemont didn't disclose that the directors had been involved with another company that had declared bankruptcy in the past. Rosemont says they did disclose this to Canadian authorities, but they weren't required to do that in the United States. The point is up for debate. Rosemont is dismissing all of this as frivolous. Save the Scenic Santa Rita's has thrown things out there time and time again, sometimes I think just to be a nuisance, other times to try to shed some light on how Augusta Resources, which is the parent company of Rosemont, does business. It's all just part of the process as we move toward whether this mine will be okayed or not.
Oh, I just wanted to say, yeah, this is the twists and turns of the Rosemont.
It's almost like the Daniel Patterson story. Oh, wow. So many twists and turns. Anyway, I do want to talk a little bit about Chuck Huckleberry. And I think, Sarah, you were with me in studio. I think it was a roundtable day when Mr. Huckleberry called here on the Buckmaster Show and made that challenge to State Representative Terry Proud to appear with Mr. Huckleberry. It was an invitation to appear on the Buckmaster Show to talk about this Pima County audit of the bonding program. And Mr. Huckleberry, He visited with us, and Ms. Proud could not make it, but we had Mr. Huckleberry in studio. And now the governor has gone ahead, Sarah, and approved what will be a special forensic audit of Pima County to see if local officials played favorites with bond projects or punished enemies.
Right. So to our knowledge, Representative Terry Proud and Chuck Huckleberry still have not met.
No, that's my understanding.
The audit. I mean, there have been many stories. I know the Star has done extensive work analyzing bond projects, what gets done, what doesn't. In the past, it's not really that big of a secret, I don't think, to warrant a forensic audit. And of course, if the audit doesn't find what people expect it to find, or people who think Chuck Huckleberry is just evil and awful and terrible. If it doesn't come back saying what they want it to say or expect it to say or what Marana may think, then you get into the whole quagmire of, well, is the audit fair and this and that sort of thing. And so it becomes just a matter of credibility. And bond projects always are controversial to some degree, but this to me boils down to Marana being mad at Pima County, specifically Chuck Huckleberry, and finding a legislative way to mess with them.
Well, I've found since being here that people draw their conclusions about Chuck Huckleberry very quickly and generally without much information. Now, that doesn't mean there shouldn't be an audit, but is it political? Is it a waste of time and money? It could be, but I'll tell you, if it goes forward, I'd be very interested to see what happens with it.
And Mr. Huckleberry said he really has nothing to hide with this. He said he's got a bond committee, Sarah, that I believe includes there are about three dozen members on that committee.
Yeah, and if
that
I'm
go over all of these things, and it's kind of oversight,
so. Right? And if I'm not mistaken, I think they met this morning.
Did they?
I mean, it's there's citizen participation at all levels of these bond putting it together, figuring out priority lists, all that sort of thing. It's a pretty transparent process, and it's the kind of thing that, if you don't want to believe what the audit is going to end up saying, then you're not going to believe what the audit ends up saying. And it's entirely political rather than something that I think needs to be done.
And Daniel Patterson, we probably should bring up an update. Do we have time to get into an update? Yes. Well, I think we've got a couple.
I would like 30 more days.
Yeah,
and then
he wants this kept secret.
This ethics report. He just wants to delay
this report.
I think he wants
the House ethics report.
Right. And remember, he had this domestic violence accusation, and then this thing pops up, I think, on Facebook. Somebody recanting. They don't even know if that's accurate or not. And you know what? Domestic violence victims, even if it is true, recant all the time, unfortunately.
Could this be a reality show, I think?
You know, I'll tell you, here's my reality. My reality is that he had considered moving into the new legislative District 2, which covers Green Valley. He would have had to move across the street to run, and he decided not to, and I'm really glad.
Yeah, it is that whole Facebook posting where Georgette Escobar is the woman involved in this latest round of
the former girlfriend,
right?
Recanting her allegations,
basically saying, I paraphrasing, had a breakdown. There was no reason to get the police involved. Everything was, you know, basically my fault. It just read really odd, and I'm thinking she puts out press releases with some regularity, and I think that if this was something that was going to be coming from her, she would be doing it in a press release. I don't know. I have no reason to think it's not her, but it just struck me as odd.
Less than a minute to go. And Sarah, anytime you bring up, you've been around this town long enough to know, Dan, this really doesn't impact you in Green Valley, but bus fare hikes.
Yes.
What's going to happen, Sarah, every time there is a story about bus fare hikes?
Every time there's a story about bus fare hikes, people come out, they protest, they say, I can't possibly afford this. Tucson, SunTran bus fares are, compared to other regions, actually quite inexpensive, which doesn't mean anything if you're the person who can't afford the bus fare. But it's my guess is they're going to keep studying it for a while before they actually do anything.
And the big story of the week, and we only have a few seconds for it, but Arizona actually has got some hiring going on, nearly 28,000 new jobs created. So in the long run, that may be the story of the week.
That may be.
I agree.
All right. Thank you very much. That'll do it for our Reporters Roundtable Weekend Watch with Matt Russell's coming up next.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Oh,
We are twisting and shouting by the pool when we hear that music on a weekend like this with this great weather. And of course, Matt Russell joins us now, the man we have dubbed the Culinary Cruiser. And Matt, I understand that every Friday is somewhat of a costume party at the award-winning Russell Public Communications. But Matt, it's not quite Easter for you to bring out the Easter Bunny costume is a little bit early. I mean, that Velcro suit that you wanted to bring out, but I think the employees at Russell Public Communications says, Matt, please, not today.
You know, and the suit is fitting is just a little stuck, Bill. I mean,
yeah, I guess so. After a year of dining as you have.
I mean, what an honor it is to do the Weekend Watch. Yeah, I mean, every single Friday at this time, I get to have some great lunches and some great cocktails. And yeah, the bunny suit doesn't fit as well as it did last year. But as I'm talking to you now, speaking of great food, I actually just snuck outside of the brush fire barbecue on North Campbell. You know, you talked about the weather being so beautiful. When you think about the warm weather, you think about barbecue and walking into brush fire on Campbell and just walking into a smoke pit. Just had some brisket with some extra spicy sauce. Oh, man, is that eating.
Boy, you must have had a nice lunch, but I know you're already looking for maybe a snack or an early dinner. And you've been talking about wanting a monkey burger. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is my happy hour pick of the day. Our good friends over at Monkey Burger, both in the Williams Center and downtown on 6th Avenue, they've got dollar pint night tonight. And that means with the purchase of any one of their award-winning, monstrous-sized hamburgers, you're going to get a beautiful craft beer for only a dollar. Now, I like, of course, something on the menu called the Chef Matt's Monkey. I kid you not, that's what it's called. Roasted poblano peppers, sautéed mushrooms and onions, lettuce, tomato, bacon, two kinds of cheese. This is a serious burger, Bill, and only a buck for a beer to wash it down. How can you go wrong?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, that is such a big burger, you really almost need a chainsaw to...
Or, of course, that commemorative Buckmaster bib. I take it everywhere I go.
Yeah, the Buckmaster Show bib. I mean, to cut that burger in half, even to get your mouth near that thing, it's a monster.
It's a glorious thing indeed.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about Oktoberfest, but what's this about a Mocktoberfest?
Yeah, so Mocktoberfest is what's being billed as an April Fool's Spring Carnival. Bill, it gets underway tomorrow, starting at about noon, and it's going to run all the way through to midnight at the Mercado San Agustin, which, of course, is just off of Congress, west of I-10. This is a huge party with dancing demonstrations, hula contests, circus performers. There's going to be a number of live bands. And what I like about it is they've got this innovative lineup of food vendors, and I lost count of about 20, and they're going to have vendors representing every genre from barbecue to ceviche, tacos, and everything in between. A whole day pass is only $20, and that's Mocktoberfest all day tomorrow and tomorrow night.
Did you say there'd be some clowns out there with entertainment?
Yeah, clowns and live bands. And I mean, if there's something there for everybody, and I can just smell that beautiful ceviche, those fresh fish just right now. I can't
Ooh,
wait.
Boy. And, you know, speaking of a wide variety of food choices, what about the Crush event? It's huge at Tucson Museum of Art.
Absolutely. One of the biggest and the best events of the year for my fellow foodies. Things get underway tonight at the Tucson Museum of Art, as you said, downtown. It's the annual Crush Wine and Food and Art Festival. Over 150 wines, Bill, from all over the world. You can follow me as I make my way through each and every one of them. I am determined to taste each of the 150 wines, and they're going to have more than 30 of Tucson's best restaurants there providing some samples to pair with those wines. Restaurants such as the Abbey and Jack's Kitchen, Llanos, Tavolino, all of our favorite restaurants are going to be there in full force on the beautiful twinkling light patio of the Tucson Museum of Art downtown tonight. Crush is an amazing event.
Yeah, there'll probably be some local wines from Arizona as well, as our wine industry continues to grow, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 20 years ago when you said Arizona wine, people think it's an oxymoron, but my wife and I had a chance to go visit the wine country of southern Arizona, and we're really surprised and really impressed with the level of the wine available. And now we're longtime fans. We have several bottles of Arizona wine at home.
Yeah, that wine is delicious, and I know you probably did some pairings as you did your little wine tour. There was probably a huge, you know, those big things of cheese in the back of your trunk.
That's right. Of course, when you hop around Sonoyta in a bunny suit, people start talking, Bill. I mean, I kind of watch where I go in that thing.
It's back to work now after your fine lunch. Back to Russell Public Communications. Matt, have a great weekend.
You the same, Bill. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. More at SplendidoTucson.com. Also, the program is brought to you by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at FlowersRieger.com. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, my lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt, I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend. Have a great weekend.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.